أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. We begin the discussion on the second part of the first trait of the عباد الرحمن. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant talk to them, they say salam, they say peace. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is speaking about a frequent occurrence that takes place in life, that there are many occasions when one is approached by a person and that person speaks in an indecent way, sometimes with arrogance, sometimes there is foolishness, sometimes the person may appear ignorant because of absolute naivety. How does a believer, how does the Ibadur Rahman, these slaves of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, respond to them? Now here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses the word jahilun. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. And when the jahilun speak to them, now in general terms we would normally translate the word jahilun as ignorant, but however Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is referring to a person that behaves like an ignorant person or a fool, a person who addresses someone with arrogance, a person who lacks basic adab, basic traits and personality. When we look at this word jahilun that comes from jahal or jahala, Allah Ta'ala uses it in the Quran in different contexts. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala delivers a very, very important message in this verse and in other verses. One is, how are we going to reciprocate? How are we going to repel somebody that deals with us in an arrogant way? But at the same time, there is an underlining message, and that message is that we should never be the ones that will approach someone in an unbecoming, arrogant or foolish manner. So we find that ulama have said, jahala, jahil, the jahilun that Allah Ta'ala is referring to here, are people who generally do not consider the consequences of their deeds. They do not consider what will be the repercussions of their actions and their deeds. Not considerate in this world, that in the manner in which they approach someone, it could have a repercussion insofar as a person's material well-being is concerned, and they are also heedless about what would happen on the day of Qiyamah, the accountability in the courts of Allah Ta'ala. Very beautifully, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has used this word for us to understand it, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to his brothers, هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. It was the last visit, the third visit, that the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had made to him. The first, he had given them the corn or the grain. Then he said, come back with your brother. And then he held his brother Binyamin back. And then the third is, now they come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam without any means, very scanty means, to purchase more grain from Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. It was at that time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now commanded Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to make known to them, to reveal to them his real and true identity. Up to that point, he was the king or the malik or the person that was in charge of the treasuries of the land, he was a man of authority in their eyes, and now he asked them the question, هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِي, that do you know what you did with Yusuf alayhi salam, how you acted with Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother? You threw Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam into the well, you threatened his life, you were transgressive to his brother. But then he uses the word, إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ, at the time when you were jahil, at the time, if you took it literal, ignorant. So what ignorance was this? That they became heedless of the consequences tomorrow in the courts of Allah Ta'ala, and also they became heedless of the consequences in this material world. The pain that they would have brought to the brother, the pain they would have brought to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, the father, the rest of the family, all of that was not considered. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term jahilun. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us a very, very direct lesson that whenever we are dealing with anyone, we initiate a discussion, we should always be considerate of the end. We should be considerate of the consequences in this world. A person is dealing with one's spouse. We should not become jahil. We should not become heedless of the consequences, dunya and akhirat, parents, children, siblings, in the workplace, wherever. We should always be considerate that I am going to be making an approach. How would I make that approach? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, that when the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah ta'ala, are approached by people that come in an unbecoming manner, or they are ignorant of the consequences, then what do they do? قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they say salam, they say peace. Now again here, it is not salam in a way that a person just breaks off, walks away, but this salam also has a very in-depth meaning. And the truth and the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows the very high level of consideration, the very high level of akhlaq and character that these Ibadur Rahman have, for them to turn away, to repel the person, to turn away in a way that he is most acceptable to Allah Ta'ala and most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the second trait. The first was that of humility, and now the second, we ourselves, we do not become jahil, we do not be ignorant when we make an approach to a person. No matter what the situation be, we need to consider the material consequences, the consequences insofar as the hereafter is concerned, and of course, when we are confronted with someone that makes a foolish or an arrogant or an approach that lacks decorum, lacks mannerism, lacks personality, then at that time we need to also remember that we will not repel the person in the manner the person had approached us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.